Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Rock of Ages. Well, set in the 80s, Julianne Hough is a small-town girl who heads to LA to pursue her dreams, and she meets Mr. Wonderful, who's also chasing his dreams, and together they go on a huge musical adventure.
You're a singer, and you have real talent.
That stage is a pedestal. When you're up there, you're untouchable.
This club is totally out of control.
Our whole existence is riding on Stacey Jacks.
We're gonna shut them down.
So, can you take a great stage musical and turn it into a great movie? Well, sometimes it works and sometimes not so much. But Adam Shankman has done it before with Hairspray, and he figured he could do it again. But this time he's going to do things a little differently. He wanted to blow our minds by using dancers that could sing, and singers that could dance, and actors who we didn't think could do either, no offense, and put it all together to entertain us with so much movement, action, and energy on the screen that I'm just out of breath thinking about it. And yes, my mind does feel a little blown. So if you go see this one, don't be too concerned if you feel uncontrollably compelled to sing and dance along with it. And if you're like me, also don't be too concerned if you half expect Tom Cruise to break his cover as a crazy rock star and expose his true motives to solve some impossible mission. Now into a movie which is impossible in a whole different way, it's That's My Boy. When Adam Sandler was pretty much just a little kid, he fathered his son, Andy Samberg, who finally escapes that craziness when he turns 18. Then just before he gets married, Papa Sandler shows up again and he's up to no good.
I'm going to prison if I don't get 43 lives.
Holy cow, that's my boy.
He moved out when he turned 18. I haven't seen him since.
He's one of the youngest hedge fund managers in the financial industry.
Todd, your old man is here.
What are you doing here?
What's up, a guy would miss his son's wedding?
You were basically the worst parent ever.
I was awesome.
Well, okay, so where do I start? Having an affair with your teacher when you're a little kid and making a baby uncomfortably creepy. Taking advantage of your own son and poo-pooing his happiness? Socially unacceptable. Making a movie about molestation and neglect and calling it a comedy and expecting people to pay to go see it? Par for the course, at least on the planet where Adam Sandler lives, that is. So basically, this movie's Adam's self-indulgent playground for all things stupid, all the while having cameras filming every single second of it. That's it, I'm officially filing a formal protest of refusing to ever again subject myself to seeing stupidness on the big screen. Well, at least for a couple weeks anyway. So in our movie night traffic light, That's My Boy is definitely a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.